Hey everybody, I'm Emily Agostini, and I'm an Applied Public Health Informatics Fellow at the Illinois Department of Public Health, and we performed an assessment of vulnerability for hepatitis C virus infection in persons who inject drugs in Illinois counties. So we were inspired by a CDC nationwide analysis in which they performed a county-level vulnerability assessment for the rapid spread of HIV and HCV. And this was in response to the 2014 Scott County outbreak, in which there were over 200 new HIV infections in a network of injection drug users, and over 92% of those were co-infected with hepatitis C. And they performed a multi-level Poisson regression, and their outcome of interest was injection drug use. But at a national level, there aren't really any reliable measures of injection drug use, so they used a proxy outcome, which was acute hepatitis C virus infection rate. And they ended up selecting these six indicators that are associated with their proxy outcome, and they use that to create an index of all the counties in the US to determine which ones are most vulnerable for a similar outbreak. And in this analysis, Illinois had just one of the top 5% most vulnerable counties, so we didn't really get much more information about the risk in our state. And we think this might have to do with underreporting of hepatitis C in our state, which was the proxy outcome. And we've also especially had difficulties distinguishing between acute and chronic hep C. So we decided to recreate this analysis using more recent data. The first study used 2012 and 2013 data, using Illinois-specific data sources that are not available at the national level, and a different proxy for injection drug use. So you don't need to read all these, but these are all the different indicators that went into our model. We had a bunch of different demographic indicators like insurance, education, poverty, and these are mostly from census data sources, and we used more recent years of data. And then we had our Illinois-specific data sources that came from our electronic disease surveillance system, the Criminal Justice Authority, and the Department of Employment Security. And we performed linearity and collinearity assessments on these indicators to make sure that they were being modeled appropriately and transformed and dropped them as needed. And so we also did a Poisson regression model using backward stepwise indicator selection to choose the indicators associated with our proxy outcome for injection drug use, which was emergency department visits for heroin use as measured by Essence. And that's a syndromic surveillance system. For those of you that aren't familiar, syndromic surveillance is just near real-time monitoring of chief complaint data from emergency departments. And we gathered this data based on patient location, not facility location, and we had 7 months of data from July to March. And for those of you that are interested, this is the query that we used. Basically, it's very, very broad, just different spellings of heroin and also some ICD codes from the chief complaint, discharge diagnosis, and triage note fields. And so first, we ran this model against these indicators for the entire state, and we ended up selecting these four indicators, which are controlled substances arrests, heroin seizures, which is kind of a weird term, but it just means the grams of heroin that were collected by police in each county, and the urban-rural classification, which is created by the National Center for Health Statistics, in which each county is given a number 1 to 6, where 1 is the most urban and 6 is the most rural, and per capita income. And we found that more controlled substances arrests, more heroin seizures, more urban counties, and higher per capita income were actually associated with heroin-related ED visits. And so this is a map of all the Illinois counties, and we highlighted in color the counties that had vulnerability scores above the mean, and the colors just correspond to how many standard deviations above the mean their score was. So red is most vulnerable. And if you're familiar at all with Illinois geography, you'll see that this risk is really concentrated in the urban centers around the major cities, which is good because we kind of know that that's where most of the heroin use is, so it makes sense that these are the ones that have the most risk, but it doesn't really give us much more information about the risk in the rural counties that might not have the same amount of resources as these urban counties. So we decided to perform a further stratified analysis focusing on those rural counties. And also, you don't have to read this either, but this is that urban-rural classification that I talked about. And so the first four categories in that classification are considered metropolitan, and 5 and 6 are considered non-metropolitan, So we re-performed the analysis using just those groups 5 and 6 counties. And we actually selected the same indicators that we did in the overall model. The urban-rural classification isn't in there because we stratified based on that, and with the same direction of effects overall. And so this is the map of the stratified model. The hash counties are the ones that were included in the analysis, and the color scheme is the same. And here you can see that we've kind of been able to get away from those that risk that's concentrated in those urban areas, and we can see a little bit more granularity on the risk in the rural areas. And this gives us a really good jumping off point to do a deeper dive into these counties. So to just kind of sum up, we created a county level vulnerability index for hepatitis C virus infections in Illinois counties. We found different indicators, different magnitudes of effects than in the national version. And in our initial model, we found that most of the risk was concentrated in urban areas, so we performed a stratified analysis to see the risk in the rural counties. And some really interesting things were that in both of these models, we ended up picking two criminal justice indicators, which were controlled substances arrests and heroin seizures. And this really shows the importance of using state-specific data in these kind of analyses. These data are not available on the national level. And also, as we all heard a bunch of times, the importance of collaboration with law enforcement in these sorts of efforts. And so we did have some limitations to our study. Our proxy outcome was ED visits associated with heroin use, so obviously we're going to pick up any factors associated with hospital utilization and also heroin. People inject other drugs besides heroin, but in syndromic surveillance, it's difficult to determine for other opioids which ones are being used medically and appropriately in their route of administration, so we thought that heroin would be a cleaner measure. And obviously, we use county as our measure, as our level of aggregation, but anyone who works in these counties will tell you there's so much variability within them, so we're missing all those intra-county differences. So in the future, we'd like to recreate the study with more outcome data from Essence as our historical data is being migrated into the system. With the addition, we like to add more indicators, including prescription monitoring program data as we try and gain access to that, and also recreate it with zip code level data to try and get that deeper dive. And in the future, we'd like to work with our HIV program and share these results and compare with the data that they have. And this is an example of the kind of analysis we do. So on the left is people living with HIV rates, middle is hepatitis C infections, and on the right is that rural county vulnerability model. So what we could do is look at these vulnerable counties and see which ones have high rates of HIV and HCV and which ones are near counties with the high rates of these diseases and therefore might be at risk for introduction into those vulnerable counties. And so next steps, I think most important is going to be more focused and enhanced surveillance efforts, trying to see, number one, if these measures of risk are actually accurate, and also trying to determine emerging disease trends in these most vulnerable counties. Performing more stakeholder engagement, the local health departments for sure, but also law enforcement, as I mentioned, harm reduction programs, clinical partners, everyone that needs to be at the table in these kind of programs. And then long-term goal would be to expand treatment and prevention options in the most vulnerable counties. So this is a map that someone created based on the CDC study where the most vulnerable counties are in pink and the green dots are actually locations of syringe exchanges. So we'd like to do these sorts of analyses to see which of the most vulnerable counties might not have access to these sorts of resources. So thank you to all my collaborators, to Project Shine, which sponsors my fellowship, and to the NSSP. And that's all.